The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Here we are on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I just want to say that, Ken, I left my microphone on for about 30 seconds here when we first went to the commercial break, so I'm glad I didn't tell everyone what I really think of you and Russ Casper and... No, just kidding. It could have been much worse.
Let's you just know I do get even.
I know.
And I love doing it, too.
But anyway, I'm new here, so I apologize if I left the microphone on. But in my defense, this board's a little weird, and it, like a regular radio station, you turn the microphones off, and things usually pop up, and you can hear things, and you turn the microphones on, and it mutes the speakers. That doesn't always happen with this board. And when we go plugging other things into it with Hoosier Land, it makes it a little less stable. And so it may sound like the microphone is turned off, but it's not. So crisis averted. We are here on Party Line. And as we mentioned, we've got Greg George joining us in the studio. And I had forgot that Greg was going to bring in one of the recovery instructors with 180. So I want to say, first off, good morning to Greg. And Greg, you brought in Jim Boggs this morning.
Yes, good morning.
First off, let's start with a little bit with you, Greg. What's the latest on the time frame? Every time I drive out there, it seems like it's a little more exciting. Things are getting done. Yeah. So what kind of time frame are we looking at still?
So last we've talked to the contractor. Our update on the construction completion is Christmas time. So and I know that's
so it's been pushed back just a little.
Keeps getting pushed back. That's true. But you have to consider a lot of the time and resources have been donated, and so these are businesses that are trying to manage their own businesses as well as complete our projects.
Work around the schedules.
The nonprofit is kind of the thing that's like, well, we'll get it, but we'll get it done when it's when we can get to it.
Yeah.
But we are extremely appreciative of everybody who's given time and resources to this. And if you drive out there, it's a beautiful building.
The inside is
getting drywalled. I think the ceilings are done, and they were working on walls this week. And just things are coming together so quickly. It's amazing. I every day I go out there, I get excited. It's just like one step closer. Mm-hmm. And That's where we're at right now. That's Christmas time, and probably we can figure like an early January opening.
Okay. So. All right. Well, that's okay. I mean, 1 month isn't the end of the world. Plus, we are getting into that time of year where, my gosh, they couldn't have done much this weekend or last weekend or earlier this week. They have the weather to contend with, too, of course.
Yeah, well, most of the outside is pretty much done.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
The big things that we're still going to have to work on is the parking lot, and stuff like that. But pretty much from here on out, it looks like it's mostly indoors.
All the finishing inside. So mm-hmm. So there really is no excuse, right? We want to see it done.
Well, as the person who's grateful for everyone's help, no, I'm not going to say there's no excuse.
Well, that's good. That's exciting. So you brought in with us, you had called and asked me, Greg, off the air, what I thought about bringing in a recovery instructor who has been there, who is a recovering addict themselves. So you brought Jim Boggs in this morning. So if you would introduce us and let us know about a little bit how you guys met, mm-hmm. and maybe what Jim's role will be. And Jim, thanks for coming in this morning, man. Welcome.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So Jim, actually reached out to Paul Fry because he'd heard about 180, And he said, hey, I want to get involved in this ministry, in this, you know, organization. And so we talked to Jim, and you know, I've been meeting with a group of recovery instructors, guys that are going to be mentoring recovering addicts in our program. And the thing that struck me about Jim is, one, he's just like on fire for God. Like, God is his rock that's allowed him to conquer addiction. And the other thing was his humility. I mean, Jim is kind of awesome, but yet he's very, very humble. Mm-hmm. And I've really appreciated his spirit and his motivation to get in here and help people that need help. So,
Jim, what was your where are you from originally? First,
From Lafayette.
Lafayette area. Yes. Okay. So, what was the drug of choice? What got you started in drugs? What was the attraction there?
Well, I guess I've been dealing with addiction for probably 25 years. I started with, you know, alcohol, and mm-hmm. then progressed to meth and heroin, mm-hmm. and everything. So, what got me into it? I mean, it was just a slow deception, you know. It just kind of started with the small things and took off.
And you look up one day and you're a full-blown addict.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so many times that alters your brain to where you don't even realize that you're becoming an addict, right?
Yeah,
you just think,
absolutely.
Well, I could maintain and still have a job and everything, but mm-hmm. that's what you're doing. So you've been clean and sober for 5 years now.
Yes.
Caused you to become, what was the bottom, the rock bottom point that said, man, I got to do something else here?
Well, the cops
kicked
in the door pretty much. And
yeah, that'll do it.
Yep, that absolutely will. I was making meth in my garage about a half a block from the county jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously that came to an end.
Right.
And I, you know, I went to jail and I picked up a Bible and you know, it took off from there. That just, you know, I traded one for the other, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
In a sense. And it's just been amazing being clean and sober. And
yeah, and it's one of those deals where you think, like, maybe while you're in the middle of it, you never feel like you could be normal again. You know, even if you was to get clean, you would never be normal. But it's amazing what, and I've just heard from other drug addicts, that when you get the clean and sober and the clear eyes and things just start happening for you in a positive direction, plus God helps in that too.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's like Greg said, that's a rock.
Yeah.
You know, so that's pretty awesome. So what have you been doing the last 5 years?
Just living a normal life,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, you know, work and family, you know, things that were so far away from me, you
yeah.
know, that I let get so far away from me because of the deception of addiction. You know, that's just, it's coming back and, you know, just everyday life, you know, with, you know, a relationship with my wife and my family and my kids and, you know, being a productive, you know, person in society,
mm-hmm.
and it's
mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful thing, you know. And you're right, I didn't think that was gonna ever happen again,
right.
You know, I thought I was so far gone that,
right,
you know, how can I live a normal life again?
And family's the toughest too.
Oh, yeah,
know?
Yeah,
because we do things to hurt our family and loved
yeah.
ones and those close to us when we have an addiction.
Absolutely,
you know?
I was on the verge of divorce. I had, you know, my wife sent divorce papers to me while I was in prison.
Yeah.
You know, and that's because, you know, 15, 20 years of this, you know, and I always said, you know, I'll do better next time.
Right.
You know? So,
right.
And it takes a while to get that trust back.
Sure.
You know? And
absolutely.
It's, I mean, it's been wonderful.
Jim, what was the one thing that your wife and your kids said, I think you're serious and I think you're going to make it? So what was the turning point for them to allow you to come back?
You know, it took some time. When I did come back home, you know, it was more so my wife. I'd hurt her so many times, you know, over time, that it just took a while. And I don't know. I see, you know, it is slowly coming back. Like, I have to earn that trust back from them. The kids, not so much. I mean, they're resilient, you know. I hurt them too, but, you know, they're my children, kind of, you know what I'm saying? So they kind of came back, and really they didn't say, you know, truly how they felt at times.
Plus, Mom probably did a lot of shielding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah, life for you and everything else. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So how did you guys meet? You said you approached Greg?
Yeah, I heard about it, you know, word of mouth, and then some people talked about it on, you know, I seen some people posting about it. You know, I thought, you know, this has happened for me, and I know I didn't have anything to do with it. It's, right. you know, solely Christ and God. So I'm, you know, asked the question, how can I give back? You know, what can I do? You know, and I'm not a preacher or a musician, so right. you know, my way of giving back is, you know, I'm gonna try to show anybody I can, anybody that wants to listen or get better, that there is a way to do it. You know, it is possible to be clean and sober and live a regular productive life.
Greg, what do you envision Jim's role being as a recovery instructor? Is he going to be one of the guys on the front lines helping you with these guys who are dealing with real-time addiction issues?
Yeah, yeah. So, sort of a direct care approach as far as, like, mentorship. And the way I envision our recovery instructors working is kind of assign them to specific cases that really need some extra support and really need some guidance. You know, and the way that our program works is that as, you know, as people progress through the program, the goal is to turn those guys around and have them mentor clients that are still early in the process. And so these guys that I have that have stepped up and said, we want to help. They're the very, you know, very first line of you know, mentorship and discipleship and helping people find their way out of addiction. And I kind of describe them as lantern holders, you know, on the path to recovery.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
How many mentors do you how many of those you want to have to start with?
Right now I have three, but. You know, if somebody had the right heart for this, and you know, they
probably no limit if they're all the right
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I don't think I'd turn down anybody that God said, you know, this is a person that you need. I'd definitely not turning down anybody.
Right, right.
Would it say a perfect match would be a mentor for each person, because you're going to start with 16 beds, right?
Yes, yeah, we're starting with 16 beds, and yeah, I would love to have a recovery instructor for each person. I don't know as that's necessarily practical,
right.
But you know, yeah, at least a mentor, you know, somebody who's just willing to sit down with somebody for an hour a week and talk to them about their life and ask them if they need anything. You know, that I think is practical to have for each person. But these guys who have the real experience of addiction and who are, you know, leaning on God to stay out of addiction and are, you know, walking in humility, those guys are actually really hard to find.
Right.
And yeah. The thing is, God knows the timing and he knows when to bring people along. And there's not a doubt in my mind that God brought Jim into 180 at the time that he needed to bring him.
All right, let's go ahead and take a commercial break. If you guys can stick around another 10 minutes or so, is that all right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that and come right back with more Party Line next on WILO.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank.
Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank Convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We have recently added new features on our tabs. Now when you click on the Community tab, click Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? Geico, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Let's thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, and Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. We have about 6 minutes left in the program at 659-3338. If you have any questions for our guests, we've got Jim Boggs here in the studio with us. I'm Kevin. That's Ken over there. Also, Greg George, who's the executive director for the 180 Recovery Resource Center. And just a couple minutes. If you have any questions, our guests would love to talk to you and answer any questions you have about the exciting building we have out there being built right now. And again, we're looking toward the end of the year, Greg. Is that what we're hoping for then?
Yes. So
then Chris, ribbon cutting after the first of the year?
Yeah.
Good.
I think, yeah. So completion of the building, you know, last I talked to the contractor was Christmas time. And so we're hopefully looking at an early January opening date. So,
what is the one thing out of the gate that you really want to get established and let the people know this is what we're really focused about and what we're planning on doing?
Out of the gate, I just want people to know, you know, who we are and what we stand for. We're a faith-based recovery center. We used evidence-based practices in terms of like things like psychotherapy and group therapy, and like job training, financial literacy training, physical fitness training. We really do want to build the whole person back to a place where they're healthy in every aspect, mental, spiritual, physical fitness.
Do you think when you talk to you tell people, you say you want to build the whole person back, do you think they understand what that is?
I think that for people that have a family member or people that are actually struggling in addiction, I think they understand.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think they see, you know, that addiction is this disease that attacks every part of a person's existence. You know, they see that firsthand. And so I think when we say that, maybe not the average listener who, you know, has never interacted with addiction, but the family members and the people that are struggling with addiction, they definitely understand.
And chances are they've got someone in their family that they have dealt with before or, you know, are dealing with right now.
Right, right. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
The need necessitates that 180 comes into this community. And it wouldn't come in unless there was a need, which mm-hmm. means that everyone, almost everyone, knows somebody who's been impacted.
That's right. That's right.
Jim, one thing I do want to ask you is that they always talk about when you're an addict or some kind, you always usually go back to your old roots and those old friends. What did you do to tell them, I don't need you, I don't really want to be around you anymore? What did you tell them?
Good question.
Well, I basically just stayed away. You know, I just, you know, like, you know, my interest changed and everything changed. You know, I see them every once in a while. I'll see people like that, you know, or that I used to hang out with and stuff. And, you know, I'll say hi and bye and, you know, ask them how they're doing and, you know, usually. But, I mean, you just change your people, places, and things. And you
plus
know,
prison and I, helped with that, too,
yeah,
right?
Prison helped, you know? Yeah. I was gone for a little bit.
Gotta lose your contacts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they always
which
say
is a good thing.
Yeah, they always say, you know, that's the first thing to do is to go back once they get
absolutely. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. one of the toughest parts.
And misery loves company.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
During your recovery, when did you think this is something that I'm going to make this time? When did the light really come on for you?
You know, it was kind of a slow process for me. You know, mm-hmm. I like I said, when I went to the county jail here, I started getting into scripture and you know, you mentioned me going to prison. In prison, drugs are readily available, too. You
right,
know?
Right.
But I just lost that desire for it. You know, I could have had it there, but, I just lost that desire for it. I didn't want that life anymore, you know, and I was just, you know, done pushing everything and everyone I love away, you know, and just God changed my heart. That's mm-hmm. all I can really, you know, that's really how I can explain it.
Yep, and that says a lot right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's...
How long will the average stay last, do you think, Greg? Or is that going to vary depending?
It could vary. So we do individual treatment plans. Right now the program that we have it set up is for a 9-month, you know, sort of a base program. But each person is evaluated individually. So, I mean, you know, we have 3 phases that are about 12 weeks long. And sort of passing those phases is contingent upon, you know, a person's readiness. And so if somebody's not ready, I mean, you know, we're not going to just kick them out the door. We want to make sure that as we send them, we're sending them in a place where they're strong, that they can overcome addiction in the community. Because that's what's, I mean, anybody, well, I'm not going to make that statement. It's easier to stay clean when you're in a place of 100% accountability.
Absolutely,
when you go back to the community, that's the ultimate test. And so we want to make sure that when we send somebody out and say, yes, you're a graduate of 180, that you are ready.
They have the strength to say no or stay away from those people. Yeah, that's absolutely. A good point. Because, man, you could do 9 months worth of work and then it could all be undone in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you're right.
Right.
All right. You guys want to leave any contact information? Or I know the last time you were in here, you were talking about how people could make a monetary donation and for a specific thing, like maybe a fireplace or whatever else. How's that part looking?
So we've had more gifts come in since that time.
Good.
Probably some thanks to this radio show.
Good.
We really appreciate it, guys. The way that you can, you know, if you're looking to put in an application for residency, you know, or give, you can do that at our website, 180recovery.org. That's O-N-E-80recovery.org. And you know, if you're not a person that does the internet, you know, you can call our business phone at 765-650-0448.
All right, Greg and Jim, thanks for coming in this morning, and best of luck to both of you.
Absolutely, thank you.
Thanks a lot, appreciate it.
All right, and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deal, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Kit and I will be back for the Tuesday edition of Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.